something. BJ shoves his hands through his hair and groans. Why won't you sit in the fucking living room? He looks between us, annoyed. It looks sick. Beach designed it and he's very proud. It does. Henry nods again. And actually, it does. He's right. It looks incredible. Christian leans against the doorframe, peering between all of us, amused. AD did a piece on it? BJ reminds us. Which is also true. Architectural Digest did do a YouTube walkthrough of it, though the timing of which is considered controversial amongst the box set, and at the mention of it, Christian lets out an angry, defensive little grunt. I flick him a look because BJ's not just very proud of the living room, he's admittedly rather oddly proud of the living room. The sort of pride one might imagine you possess for, I don't know, birthing a child? So yes, it's a tad overzealous, but I don't much care for anyone being disparaging towards any of BJ's endeavours, even the ones I'm not sure that I myself entirely grasp. All things considered, I give BJ a reassuring look and float over to him, wrapping his arms around me. I love it. You did an amazing job. My fiancé lifts an eyebrow. But? And I say nothing. I press my lips together demurely, not wanting to crush the boy I love most in all the world because he did do an excellent job. It really, truly does look incredible. Mid-century modern, light and warm. It's just... Henry grimaces. It's a bit angular out there, man. He gives his brother a shrug, and Beej rolls his eyes, muttering under his breath. And, like, it's hard to get a grip on that love seat. That is true, I nod. It's a Hans J. Wegner. BJ looks between us, incredulous. It's a £37,000 bench. Yeah, Christian shrugs unhelpfully. Can't really put a price on comfort, though, can you?